The Wyoming legislative session ended this week. Joining me now is Wyoming Public Radio News Director Bob Beck. Bob, a lot of people have indicated that this was an unusual session. What made it seem that way?
I think the issue with State Superintendent Cindy Hill right off the bat, starting the session with that legislation and having that debate where you're actually stripping powers from somebody who is a sitting state superintendent, really set the tone for the legislative session. And then, of course, you've gone into the issues with guns and sometimes conflicts between citizens as well as members of both legislative bodies. I think we saw an odd session a couple of years ago as well during the last general session. And I think with the whole business of Superintendent Hill on top of that, it just had an odd feel about it, certainly in the first few weeks. It seemed like you were in some sort of a hurricane.
2 years ago, the legislature spent a lot of time on social issues, and they did the same thing this year. Is this trend likely to continue?
Yes, and it does seem like we're seeing even more bills come up than we saw 2 years ago. One of the things that I think has really changed is you've got a lot of these groups, gun owners, the Liberty Group, and some others who are really pushing these issues. You saw those two groups in particular during the campaign support various candidates who want to support certain causes, be it abortion or be it gun rights. And so these issues did get their entire week in the House. They set them up mostly in the House of Representatives, and they debated these bills one after another. And it really made it amazing because I think we went one day where we did discussion on domestic partnerships, went right to whether or not we should ban abortions, and I think there might have been a couple of gun bills in there. It was an awful lot of – I guess it was good for the economy because it brought a lot of people to Cheyenne to testify.
There's been some conversation that lawmakers were receiving threatening emails. What do you know about that?
Oh, very true. I would say Representative Hutchings in particular made some statements that upset some people about gays and lesbians, et cetera, and that got her some very nasty email that certainly bordered on racism, very much a concern to her. Her family got some threats. There were other legislators on the gun bills who expressed some concern that their lives were threatened by some of the emails. I heard legislators tell me that had been in office for a number of years that they had really never seen anything like this. Part of it is probably has to do with social media, the fact that their legislators are more accessible to them via Facebook pages and this sort of thing. And it was easy for the various groups to say, well, this senator is the guy that's holding this up, and it made it very easy for people to target those particular people. I will say that many of the emails came from outside the state. They were people – one of the ones I saw that Representative Hutchings got actually came from Texas. And so you do see that people from across the nation were getting engaged in these issues. But the civil discourse took some hits this year, and I think it's a big concern for legislators as they move forward. But it just might simply be the time we're in.
The legislature did not vote to expand Medicaid or set up an insurance exchange. What are the chances that those issues will be addressed again next year?
It's an interesting question because the thing you have to remember about a budget session, and that will be next year, is to get any bills introduced, it requires a two-thirds vote. This issue, I thought, was conveniently set aside when they were saying we can do this next year because some of these issues are going to be a very close vote, and I just find it hard to believe that you're going to expand Medicaid and get the two-thirds vote next session. Now, there are some ways they could go about this. They could put it in the budget bill as some sort of an amendment or some sort of language that would allow that to happen. But I don't think a lot of people favor that. And I asked Representative Elaine Harvey, who chairs the Health and Labor Committee, if that would be the approach. And she actually does not favor that. So I think the state of Wyoming is a little bit of a bind by not dealing with it this time because setting up an exchange, that's going to require two-thirds support and require some legislation, as well as the expansion issue. You wonder if Wyoming could deal with it anyway, because I think there are some people that just simply don't like what they term Obamacare. But if you're going to ask me right now, I think it would be a hard sell to get two-thirds support on the floor of either the House or the Senate.
Wyoming Public Radio News Director Bob Beck talking with us about the legislative session that just wrapped up. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you.